Unit 6, Terms of Payment. 2. Steady. Vocabulary.
Confirmed.
Irrevocable.
Draft at sight.
Pay a deposit.
Tie up.
Formality.
Hire purchase.
Down payment.
Section A. Directions. In this part, you will hear 5 short dialogues only once. Listen to the dialogues carefully and choose the correct answer to each of the following questions. 1. I'd like to cash this check.
You can do that only if you have an account with us. Do you have one?
Question. What does the man want? 2. Excuse me, can you change a $10 bill for me?
I'm sorry, madam. I have only one $5 now.
Question. How much more does the man need to help the woman? 3. I'd like to apply for a loan, please.
Please fill out this form and see one of our officers.
Question. Who will the woman see next?
4. I don't have enough cash. Will you accept a personal check?
Yes, if you have a credit card for identification and if your name is printed on your check.
Question. What will the man use to pay?
5. The watch is $640 plus tax.
I'll take it. Do you accept payment by credit cards?
Question. What is the woman's job?
Section B. Directions. Listen to a short passage and then choose the correct answer to each question.
You may make payments by cash, check, or money order by executing an appropriate transfer form or by authorizing us to deduct the minimum payment due automatically from your checking account. To pay by mail, you must send us a transfer form allowing us to transfer funds from your checking or now account. If we receive the transfer form by 3 p.m. on any business day, the payment will be credited on that day. If you think your bill is wrong, write us at the address printed on the front of your statement as soon as possible. We must hear from you no later than 60 days after we send you the first bill on which the error or problem appeared. Please do not telephone us. Make sure you include your name, account number, and the amount of the suspected error. Please also explain what you think the error is. You do not have to pay any amount in question, but you're still obliged to pay the part of the bill not in question.
Question 1. What kind of terms of payment is not mentioned in the passage?
Question 2. What should you do if you pay by mail?
Question 3. What should you do if you think your bill is wrong?
Question 4. If you suspect an error, what must you pay?
Section C. Directions. In this part, you will hear a dialogue. The dialogue will be read twice. After you've heard the dialogue, complete the following chart.
Good afternoon, sir. Can I help you?
Yes, please. I'm planning to buy a car.
Are you interested in imported or China-made cars? We have many choices for you.
I want a less expensive one, perhaps one made in China. What make do you recommend?
I think Santana must be to your taste. It is a product made by a Shanghai-German joint venture, and it is of high quality and not so expensive.
Fine. How much is it?
160,000 RMB.
Do I have to pay by cash?
No, you needn't. We have a convenient, easy payment installment plan. We require a 1/5 down payment, and you'll pay the balance in 6 months.
That's good. Will you work out the details, please?
It's just a formality, but for higher purchase, we usually require references.
What kind of references do you need?
Perhaps a simple letter from your bank will be quite satisfactory.